This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush says the federal government has launched the largest relief effort in U.S. history to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Speaking today on ABC's Good Morning America, the president assured those affected by the disaster that help is on the way.
I understand the anxiety of people on the ground. I just can't imagine what it's like to be waving a sign that said, come and get me now. So there is frustration. But I want people to know there's a lot of help coming. I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees. They did anticipate a serious storm. But these levees got breached, and as a result, much of New Orleans is flooded, and now we're having to deal with it, and will.
As search and rescue efforts continue, Louisiana officials say the death toll in that state continues to rise. For an update on the situation there, we turn now to NPR's Greg Allen. He joins me from the command center in Baton Rouge. Greg, you've just come from a briefing by Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu. What did you have to say?
Hi, Renee. Yeah, well, Senator Landrieu talked about the casualties, and she confirmed a number that we heard earlier from the mayor of New Orleans, thousands of people may have died so far. But clearly, we don't have any firm casualty toll count. They're just starting to put those numbers together. They're still right in the midst of the search and rescue mission. So that was the main thing she talked about. Also, talked about the fact that we've had some shootings in New Orleans. A police officer who was shot yesterday trying to stop some looters. He was wounded. I think he's recovering. They've arrested some people, I think four men, she said, who are involved in that. Also, there was a shooting of a National Guardsman at the Superdome last night. So those are some of the new information we heard today.
There have also been other reports about shooting at helicopters outside the Superdome. What do you know about that?
That's right. Right on the one platform outside the Superdome, kind of the upper plazas where the helicopters take off and land from, and there's it's a constant stream of Coast Guard and National Guard Chinook helicopters, mostly Blackhawks as well. What they said was that a Chinook helicopter was fired on today. I don't believe we think it was fired from the Superdome, but shots were fired, and that was certainly a matter of some concern. There had been some suggestion or reports that had halted evacuation. Senator Landrieu and others at today's briefing emphatically said evacuation has not been stopped because of that. Evacuation is going forward. So far, 70 buses have left the Superdome and more are on the way.
Right. They'd said that the fear from the shooting stopped, or at least temporarily stopped, the evacuation. So it's going forward. And how is it proceeding?
Well, it's hard to say from the Baton Rouge area. What's clear from when I was there and from what we understand from what's going on is that they're trying to establish some kind of order in a very chaotic environment. And the Superdome actually is one of the environments that's more under control in New Orleans. There are other shelters where they're evacuating people from where there's been very little security or police presence or National Guard presence up to now. So those are going to be bigger challenges even than what we're seeing at the Superdome. And, of course, in addition, they're evacuating people from 9 hospitals. So it's quite a big task before them. I'm sure we've got a day or more, or probably more than one day in front of us here.
Now, I'm wondering about communications in the city in New Orleans or in the region 3 days after the storm. And, of course, talking to you on a cell phone that is not, a great line. How bad is it for people?
Right. Well, fortunately, it seems to be getting better in New Orleans today. State police say that they've actually reestablished communications throughout the city. I mean, the fact of the matter is that yesterday, the law enforcement, the emergency officials were not able to communicate with one another. People were doing the best they could, but radios, telephones weren't working. It was a very difficult situation. So state police say they have installed a series of repeaters throughout the city, so now they say they have really the communications that they need.
Just back momentarily to that question of the death toll. It was the mayor of New Orleans who first said hundreds, maybe thousands. Is there any way to know where that number is coming from?
I don't think so. I think I think where that number is coming from is anecdotal reports from search and rescue people. What we've heard from many search and rescue people is that they see bodies when they're out rescuing people from rooftops or from attics, but there's nothing they can do about it. They just watch them float by. I mean, it's sad to say that, but that's the truth. While they work to get the living and to save them. So I think it's a very squishy number, but from what I've seen of what's going on here and from the little area, from the little bit that people have been able to get into these affected and flooded areas, it would not surprise me that we're going to see numbers that are just going to continue to rise for some time.
Greg, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Greg Allen speaking from the Command Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.